Bobby Hull is considered one of the best ever to play hockey. He spent a majority of his 23 seasons in professional hockey with the Chicago Blackhawks, where he was one of the National Hockey League's iconic players and helped lead the Blackhawks to a Stanley Cup title in 1961. Now at age 79, Hull remains an ambassador for the Blackhawks. He also does various speaking engagements, including one in Bloomington next week. He's the keynote speaker for the Bloomington Normal YMCA's annual Legacy Dinner on October 11th. Hull tells GLT's Eric Stock the Y reached out to him to help pitch its multi-million-dollar fundraising campaign to build a new facility in Bloomington.
I've known Bob Dubsky and his family for a number of years. And he's always been great to us anytime we ever wanted to come in his area. And I understand that he is heading up this fundraiser for the YMCA. And as a kid, I went to the Y, did a lot of swimming and calisthenics, and decided that I wanted to help Bob out. And it's just snowballing.
Yeah, Bob Dobsky from the local McDonald's franchises that he owned and operated, he and his wife, Julie Dobsky, for many years. So tell me about your YMCA experience growing up, and where was this?
This was in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. I lived about 7 miles from Belleville, and lots of times I'd be after a hockey game on a Saturday morning or Thursday evening, I'd be stuck for a while until I could get a ride home, and I'd always visit the Y's and spend some time swimming and exercising while I was waiting for my ride.
We always think of you as a hockey legend, but you were a multi-sport athlete when you were young, it sounds like.
Yes, I played baseball, I played football. The only sport that didn't come in our area would be lacrosse, and I always look back on that thinking I would love to have played lacrosse. That was my kind of game, rough and tough, and had to be in great condition to be able to play it. But it never ever came to our area. But all the other sports, baseball, fastball, football, tennis, you name it, I gave it a try.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock. We're talking with Bobby Hull, the hockey legend who is coming to Bloomington for the YMCA Legacy Dinner on October 11th. Now, you wore number 9 as a tribute to your childhood idol, Gordie Howe, and hockey fans know all about the so-called Gordie Howe hat trick, a goal, an assist, and a fight. Now, today, it seems the league has tried to legislate fighting out of the game, and it's come to the point where the so-called enforcer, who really does little else but rough up the other team's primary scores, hardly exists anymore. What do you think that's done for the sport?
I really don't know. My opinion is that hockey is played in an inclined in a small area, around 200 by 85, and guys run into one another quite often during the game. And some guys are more hot-tempered than others. And after two or three whacks at one another, they're going to drop the gloves and throw a few punches. I don't think that's wrong with the game. But these coaches that send people out there just to get the better players off their game and prevent them from entertaining the people, that's not necessary. And I don't condone the fighting. I don't condone these goofballs that can't play the game properly. But I do not think that fighting should be taken out of the game.
It does seem the National Hockey League has tried to renew emphasis on player safety. Has the league done enough to help the retired players with their health care after they walk away from such a physical sport that they play for so many years?
I would like to think that they were trying to help we older players. There are several players that gave upwards of 20 years to the National Hockey League and now have nothing to show for it. And those are the people that some of these people making $8 and $10 million a year maybe should think about providing them with some funds so that they are not only existing, but they have a decent form of life after the game.
Now, you played for more than 20 years. How has that process been like for you after your playing days ended?
I was ready to retire. As a matter of fact, they talked me into coming back when I shouldn't have. 77-78 was my last full season that I was any good, and I retired for a year, and then they talked me into coming back, which I should never have, but I did, and that's water over the dam, and it never hurt me any. I was ready to retire and ready to go ahead with a different part of my life.
Well, you come from a hockey family. Your younger brother, Dennis, played in the NHL with you. Your children are all athletic. We're most familiar with Brett Hull, another one of the NHL all-time greats. As you prepare for the YMCA's legacy dinner, what is your family's legacy?
Well, God, I just hope that when people ask me, Bobby, what would you like to be known for after your 23 years of professional hockey? And I would like to be known as an entertainer. Early in my career, I knew that hockey was a sport that the better you entertained your fans, the stronger your franchise was. And I tried every game that I played to entertain those 22,000 people in the stands. And I hope that after those 23 years that people will remember me as a player that gave it all every game and entertained the fans royally game after game.
As we continue with hockey legend Bobby Hull here on Sound Ideas, the Blackhawks, who you've been an ambassador for many years, missed the playoffs this past season after a dynasty-type run, three Stanley Cup titles in six seasons from 2010 to 2015. Their stars are getting older. Jonathan Toews is 30. Patrick Kane is 29. The NHL salary cap has forced the team to part with a number of key players. Has the Blackhawks championship window closed?
I don't know whether we'll ever see. I'll be 80 in January. I don't know whether I'll ever see another Stanley Cup come to the Blackhawks. It's going to depend on how some of these young players mature and how well our management drafts and scouts the players. I certainly hope that they'll be in the playoffs for the next few years, and then we can decide after that whether they have a chance to bring another Stanley Cup to the well-deserved Chicago fans.
And lastly, as you prepare for your speaking engagement in Bloomington, your audience will be largely community leaders, those who support the YMCA, youth athletics, and activities in this community. So some of them, I suspect, will be there just to meet one of their favorite hockey players of all time. So what will your message be for them?
Hockey has been my life, and what they're going to hear out of my mouth is some of my experiences and mostly all about the game of hockey and some of the anecdotes that have come my way during my 23 years of professional hockey.
Hull will be the keynote speaker at the Bloomington Normal YMCA Legacy Dinner on October 11th at the Doubletree Hotel and Conference Center in Bloomington. Bobby Hull spoke with GLT's Eric Stock. Proceeds from the dinner will benefit youth programming and subsidized memberships at the Y.